Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
844, 16 till 9, joined by the always expressive John Paul Morrell. How you doing, JP?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. So I'm just curious, what did Morrells do for Easter Sunday and Good Friday? Y'all got a big family crawfish boil or anything or what?
Well, considering I'm allergic to shellfish, no crawfish unless you're trying to kill me. So
right. No, we don't want that to happen.
We just do what everyone else does. We eat fish on Friday and... We'll walk in the Crescent City Classic on Saturday and then church on Sunday.
Do y'all all get together as a big family and have ham, sweet potatoes, all that stuff?
Yeah, not really.
Barbecue?
Everybody
When you get married,
you kind of disperse to your in-laws.
That happens and you have kids and then it all falls apart. So you youngsters enjoy it while you can. Let me just quickly address this IV waste thing, and I was kidding around about, you know, Kramer before on Seinfeld saying, everything's working fine, but you had to screw it up, Jerry. It seems like everything's going well with IV waste and cleaning the quarter and everything. Can't we just leave well enough alone with that or what?
It's really bizarre, Tommy. So as you know, we're in the middle of a pretty public lawsuit with Mr. Henry over the validity of his contract, and that currently is before the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. One would think, logically, Sidney Torres's company has the contract for a year. You would let the court cases play out, and if they play out in Mr. Henry's favor, he gets the contract. If they don't play out in his favor, he has no contract. And it just seems very bizarre and kind of telling that rather than keep Mr. Torres in place, doing a great job till the legal case is resolved, they're trying to prematurely end Mr. Torres's contract to try and get Mr. Henry the contract before the courts weigh in on it. And I mean, there's no real reason to do that.
That's the point.
Unless you think we're going to win the case.
The point is, if Sidney Torres was screwing it up, or there was a problem that was occurring right now that needed to be corrected, and now we're getting the statistics and type 1 and type 2 errors, that would be something different. But everything's going fine with the way the quarter's being cleaned up, at least according to your council member at large, and Freddie King will tell you the same, right? Everything's good?
Right. I mean, the businesses and residents are happy. If anything, Mr. Torres's cleaning of the quarter shows the original contract was flawed, because in the original contract, the quarter was only getting trash pickup twice a week, and it was getting the streets cleaned 3 days a week. Mr. Torres, under the emergency contract, is doing 7 days a week street cleaning. So part of what we said, even after the lawsuit started, is, hey, guys, if we look at the service that IV Waste is providing, we really need to rebid this contract based upon the expectation people have of the service level they're getting. Because once you scale back to give this busted contract to Mr. Henry, he's going to follow the contract. That's the most profitable version for him, which will be less services for the people who work, live, and deal with the quarter.
All right, let's talk about this Gambit headline I'm looking at here that just, You know, and it's a story, I don't think it's sensational at all. It's from John Stanton, Gambit editor, to New Orleans officials can sexually harass workers so long as productivity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Doesn't decline. That seems, I'm laughing at it. It's not funny if you're the one that's being sexually harassed, but it is so ridiculous on the face of it. Talk about that, JP, if you will, please.
Well, so last year, in May of last year, the city council, in a unanimous decision, fired the clerk of council because we found substantiated allegations of her sexually harassing people through unwanted touching and other kind of hostile workplace stuff over 11 years. We fired her last May. The Civil Service Commission has a 6-month period to evaluate this. 1 year later, they came back and said, you know what? All that crying testimony of victims being harassed, we think that was all true. But since you didn't prove that the office suffered from it, you have to reinstate her with back pay. Now, I want to tell you two things. One of the employees in the clerk's office quit over it. So I don't know how that doesn't meet the criteria of impacting operations. But more importantly, the commission went a step further, Tommy. They published the names of all the accusers in the decision, which no one does. Mm-hmm. Because obviously you've exposed all of these women to repercussions from the clerk and her allies, because all these investigations were meant to be done in a confidential way. So, I mean, the Civil Service Commission, they not only got it wrong, they got it wrong in the most offensive way possible. And we're already in the process, Tommy, of appealing this, asking for a rehearing, which whatever that means, and then going through the courts, because between this, between the sexual harassment that happened at the homelessness office, between what happened at DPW, where you literally had an individual on tape, a supervisor, call one of the employees a fat B word. Mm-hmm. Why would anyone work in this city, in City Hall, when we have an administration in a civil service that basically encourages people to not report sexual harassment, discourages them to do it, and on top of that, protects the people who are being shown obviously to have committed it. It's just, it's mind-blowing, it's disappointing, and the council is going to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to, because those individuals who came forward, they don't deserve to be told, yeah, we believe you were sexually harassed, but your boss is coming back and she can keep doing it as long as productivity doesn't fall off.
I don't mean you to correct anything you said, but you left out the sex room at the Carrollton Water Treatment Plant. Let's take a break, pick it up here. We come back, 8:50, 10 till 9. J.P. Morrell, our guest. Traffic now, WWL. Got to wonder what's going on at City Hall and city government. J.P. Morrell listed some things. He left out the sex room at the Carrollton Water Plant. A Civil Service Commission finds a woman is guilty of sexual harassment and other types of harassment over an 11-year period, not an isolated incident, but says, you know what, it didn't really affect the job performance, so you got to reinstate her, oh, and give her back pay. Tell me about the whole setup of city government, city charter, because a lot of people know of city civil service. They might not know exactly how it works and who they're over and who comprises the Civil Service Commission, J.P.?
So the civil, I mean, that's a lot to do in 4 minutes.
Well, you can do it. You can get it done.
Okay, civil service is basically the establishment of workplace protections to protect people from political interference in their job. So it's meant to be, I can't fire you or demote you or pass you over for a promotion because you don't play politics with elected officials or people above and below you. The protection there is supposed to be tied directly to the fact that someone's trying to terminate you or not promote you or demote you for some political or non-logical reason. What you've kind of seen over the years, Tommy, is it's turned into like the board that makes it impossibly difficult to fire people because the board doesn't like people getting fired, kind of basically. I mean, this is the same board that a couple of years back, you may recall, there was that off-duty police officer who sped across the causeway drunk. The police chief fired him, and they reinstated him with back pay because they said the drunkenness and speeding happened off duty. So it's like it's a problem. The appointment process is very hard to explain in a few minutes. It's a 5-person board. One person is elected essentially by the civil service employees. The others are picked for their levels of expertise, including college presidents and the like. But there's a disconnect there. I mean, there's been a disconnect for years, and I think what we're seeing right now with the situation with the council, with our clerk, I mean, we voted 7-0. And, I mean, you know, Tommy, we don't agree on anything.
No,
we all agree this was a problem, this person needs to go. And rather than try to look – I mean, Tommy, here's the takeaway that really is heartbreaking. The 4 people that came forward to report this behavior – they're civil service employees, too. So you took 4 civil service employees, the people who this board's supposed to protect, and said, you know what? Yeah, you guys were sexually harassed. Wasn't that bad. You guys might have been crying in your testimony. You might have been scared to come forward. The office may be operating better, which it is, without this person looming over them. But hold our beer. She has to come back. You got to pay her back pay. And, you know, things have to be the way they are because we're looking out for the supervisor who's the harasser and not the employees.
What happens next?
Well, the process was we're going to ask the board for rehearing. I don't have any faith that's going to go anywhere, but we're going to go to the 4th Circuit Supreme Court over it because I don't know how you have a finding that sexual harassment took place and then just set it aside to go to the next step so you can get the person back in there. I mean, if you read the ruling, which you probably won't, but I'll fast forward to the end, it's obvious from reading the ruling, Tommy, that they had already decided what they were going to do and just backfilled it with just enough facts to get their point across because their material facts we brought up in the hearing that they left out because it undercut their position.
Thank you, JP. Appreciate your time. We'll talk about China and cyber attacks. You come back.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.